Hello, Ryan. This is Supreme President Trump. You are a fag. God put me on your show, The Frontier, next week or become fake news.
In the morning, Nathan Penetration.
In the morning, Brian Black.
I'm sick.
Who made that?
A listener and friend of the show, Troy. No, I mean, that was your good buddy Trump. He just called in.
That was pretty good.
There's some website or app called DJ Trump, and you can splice up words.
Huh. So you're going to say you're sick?
Yeah, are you sick too?
No.
Oh. Do you have a... Well, you wouldn't because you're not sick. I've got a spit cup.
Oh.
And a box of tissues.
Yeah. No, I was tired today. I was napping a bit before we started this. So I probably sound groggy, but other than that, I feel fine.
You sound better than me. In the morning.
So, did you catch the faggot or where? What do you have?
Sore throat.
Oh, okay. So, like, tonsillitis or...
I don't know.
What's the other one? Strep?
Just a sore throat and plugged up sinuses.
I mean, it might be a sinus infection, then. I ask because I get that shit all the time.
I don't leave my cave very often, so I'm like the bubble boy. I don't get exposed to sick people.
Yeah. Speaking I like to think I have a pretty good immune system, though. I don't get sick that often.
Speaking of sick people, look at this. Look at this link. It's very visual. It's probably not a good thing to open the show with, but we'll have to describe what we're looking at. I sent you a link to this guy that gets plastic surgery all the time. He has some form of body dysmorphia, and he's replaced... like every part of his face.
Why is this taking so long to open?
Because it's in China.
Oh my god.
Are you looking at him?
Yeah.
We'll put the link in the show note. The wow. Show notes. bringyourwallet.com/frontier and the episode number.
But that guy doesn't look... He looks... That's disturbing. It looks like he's wearing a mask.
Yeah,
like, it's like
a bloated face.
Like Point Break, where the robbers are wearing all of the
Reagan like mask,
president masks. Yeah,
yeah. So it looks like he's wearing a Reagan mask with like ridiculous lips and weird like yellowish eyes, and some really tight suit with a bunch of fake teeth. It gets weirder as you scroll.
And then the eyes make him look like he's like reptilian.
Well, maybe he is. Maybe the plastic surgery is a cover and he's a gray. I don't know how I got there. Check out this $158 coffee.
What's with the guys? Did he get chest implants too? Like abs
yes,
and all that?
Yes, every part of him. He's got whatever ridiculous dysmorphia Michael Jackson might have had. Or other people who do such things. $158 coffee from Yemen. I think it's more of a proof of concept. I don't think they have a big coffee export market.
How much do you get with this? Four ounce?
It's $13 per ounce. So, wait, is it 4 ounces per box?
Yeah.
Whew.
What's the point? It's coffee.
Yeah.
Just because it was harder to get or something?
That's part of it, probably. the flavors.
Who would want coffee from Yemen anyway? Isn't that like in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nowhere near the equator. So
yeah. Close enough. The green, what do they call it? Green Acre Coffee. Green. No, not. Damn it. I don't know. There's a place in Santa Barbara. It's got this weird little microclimate, and they can grow coffee under the avocado trees that they have.
No, okay, it is closer than I thought. It's below Saudi Arabia. I was thinking it was up near, like, really in the Middle East, like where Israel and
no, it's right by the
Syria and all that is.
The Stargate, the Gulf of Aden.
Oh yeah,
it's right there.
There's a Stargate in Iraq too. That's why.
Tell
we
us
had
more.
Operation Desert Storm, and why we first tried to go fight Saddam in the 90s, and then in the 2000s we really went in to go and capture the Stargate that he had.
There's a beetle that buries itself in these coffees, not the Yemen one, but just coffee beans. And in Nicaragua, the boring beetle is basically destroying the crops. So hopefully it doesn't spread to like Ethiopia or something.
Coffee borer beetle.
CBB. It's the plague.
Huh.
So when you eat the coffee beans that have little holes, it shouldn't have passed the quality control. But if it did, there's potentially a beetle, a little tiny one, or a grub inside there.
Probably.
Yeah.
It enhances the flavor when you grind it up.
Well, that's what the $158 is for. I think they grow it on some island.
It's probably no better than the Ethiopian stuff that you drink.
The Yirgacheffe region that I drink, that I like, it's different. I couldn't compare it to a Colombian.
I think Colombian is more generic tasting. Like, generic meaning, like, what people's average tastes of coffee are, it caters more to that.
Yeah, that's because the strand that was stolen from Africa, or smuggled, I should say, whatever. The genetic lineage in South America is more limited than from Africa. Some Dutch spy snuck a coffee plant out of Ethiopia.
And brought it to Colombia?
Brought it to South America. And the crop has flourished there in the climate.
Interesting.
All the stuff around Ethiopia, probably Yemen, it's more diverse. So there's potentially less of a chance of a particular beetle or like maybe like a plant rust. There's less of a chance of it affecting all the crops. But the whole African...
I need to try more coffee that comes from that region, because I think I've tasted one of the Ethiopians you have, and I thought it was pretty good. It was a little light, though. Like, it was kind of watered down. For the most part, I just drink stuff that's, like, either Costa Rican, Colombian, or Guatemalan. It's usually one of those three, and then I'll have like the blends and stuff like that, that Kona blend that I like, that I have in K cups that work as good. But I think the difference between that's why I'm saying that the coffee you're getting from Yemen is probably similar to what you're getting in Ethiopia, is because the coffee that I get in Guatemalan is very similar to the Colombian coffee. It's got the same characteristics. It's bitter, and then it kind of has like a slight it's kind of almost like kind of like a fruity after note, you know, that kind of lasts for like a second when you drink it. At least that's how Colombians taste to me. They're kind of very, they're all the same in that regard. They don't have like complex flavors. It's just kind of like, it's smooth and then it kind of has like a little fruity note at the end and then that's it.
K-cup coffee, I don't know.
No, I'm talking about bag coffee too. Because I've bought lots of bags of Costa Rican stuff. I've bought lots of bags of Colombian and Guatemalan. And they're very similar to each other. The Guatemalan and the Colombian are. The Costa Rican is different. Those have like floral notes and like they have, they even smell different. They have like a different aroma when you brew them.
We'll have to go to Bodie Leaf in Anaheim.
It's in
Anaheim.
Orange, I thought.
Possibly. Who knows? I don't know when I pass those invisible lines.
Okay.
If I ever go to Dubai, I guess the UAE, investors in the UAE or like Saudi Arabia are buying up all of the coffee farms in Africa and apparently Yemen. And there's some access to this weird Yemenese coffee in Dubai. I'll have to look for it locally in California, but I'm not sure that I'll find it. Although,
I just linked to BodyLeafCafe.com. That's what I would get if we went to Bodie Leaf. Guatemalan. They sell green beans, too. It's interesting. So you can roast your own.
Yeah. Huh. This doesn't have a label for whether they did a medium roast or not.
I think it's a medium roast by default.
Oh, yeah, there I see it. Roast, medium.
I think the South American roasts are going to be medium. I'm sure there are light ones that you can get, I'm sure, but I'm just saying, like, most of the ones you're going to find are going to be medium.
He tries to roast them as little as possible. So if he can get away with a light, he'll try and pull it off with the South American. It's run by some guy with, like, a big beard.
Yeah, his picture's on the bag. Their prices are, I mean, for really good coffee, their prices are competitive with the other K-Cups.
Yeah, I think their pricing is pretty unbeatable, considering
it's $1 a K-Cup.
That's about the coffee.
Yeah, it's about what the shit Starbucks stuff would cost for a 12-pack. That Pike, what is it, Pike's Place?
Something like that.
Burnt-ass coffee. God, French roast is the worst.
Did you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Yeah, well, who hasn't? The original?
Yeah. Well, in this case, it's Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, but somebody made an open source version.
Oh, that's cool.
I wasted so much time playing this game.
Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 kind of just added more stuff to the first one. They had retarded versions of existing theme parks in the game. So, like, they had, like, a template theme park for, like, Six Flags. I think it was all Six Flags parks. So, they had, like, a template for Six Flags Magic Mountain. One for Over Texas. There used to be one in in Central California. I forgot what it was called. I think it was Great America. So they have them all over the country, but they had, like, template model parks that you could, like, you could add on to or just kind of like get a feel for, you know, what like a park with a bunch of roller coasters already were in place was like. So 2 was kind of cool because it took everything that was in 1 and improved it. 3 is where they fucked it up because they changed the whole, they made it like 3D. Was shit. And yeah, it ran terribly. It was buggy. The selection of like what kind of roller coasters and stuff you can make was really limited. Yeah, it was stupid.
I wonder if this is compatible with the maps.
I don't know. I was gonna say, I think the spiritual successor to Roller Coaster Tycoon is the Planet Coaster on Steam.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I think you have. We talked about it on a previous show. It's a really elaborate roller coaster game. You could like ride the rides after you create them and stuff. People have like custom. Someone created like a Death Star roller coaster.
Oh yeah. Okay. I recognize the logo.
Yeah.
Full 3D.
Yeah. Which is fine if it's done right. They just, when Roller Coaster Tycoon went that route, they fucked it up.
There was a map called Mr. Bones something, Mr. Bones Wild Ride, something like that. And somebody posted it on Reddit and then followed up a couple years later. And there were people on the ride because the game time is sped up. And it said they were on the ride for over 7 years. They were like, I want to go home.
Oh my god, that's funny.
You just ride through like this skeleton. I'll try and pull up links. It was on Encyclopedia, so there's probably an article on it. Oh yeah, Blade Runner. We probably shouldn't talk
about that. Really good.
I probably shouldn't talk about it because I can't say certain words because my nose is all plugged.
Yeah, maybe we could wait to talk about it, but I liked it a lot. It was pretty much what it was like exceeding my expectations, pretty much.
Apparently it made some references to the book that we didn't get.
Well, one of the references to the book, it's not really a spoiler, but the animals are like extinct. And so they're not extinct, but they're so endangered that to the point of even seeing one is kind of like, it's like a unicorn. And so they kind of had a scene that they had a scene that where there was specific animals there, and it was like kind of like surprising to one of the people that's in the movie. So they didn't have any references like that in the first movie because there were no animals in it at all. There was some other stuff too. What was his name? The blind guy that took over for
talking about Blade Runner?
Yeah. Never mind, I can't talk about it because it's gonna be a spoiler.
Alright.
Yeah. Anyway, I liked it a lot. It was really good. Really well made. The cinematography was, like, incredible.
I'm trying to look for something else that I don't have to talk about. Something that you could talk about.
They released 11, or iOS 11.3 today.
Yeah, I didn't even see what it did.
Some issue with, I don't know, some issue with the 7. Like the home button, I think, was unresponsive.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about unresponsive touchscreens.
Yeah, they need to fix the fucking Bluetooth, and they need to fix the stuttering is unacceptable. When it's even stuttering when you're trying to do 3D touch.
I'm not really seeing what you're seeing.
Do 3D touch on your phone, and but you're on a plus though. See, that's the thing. I don't know if this is due to a lack of memory, but like the 3D touch an icon, and like it judders when it comes up, like the 3D touch menu.
I'm not seeing it.
Hmm. Could be something with just the regular then. I mean, it's minor, but it's noticeable. And then the lagging, the document, you know, whatever it is, when you go to the swipe, when you swipe right, like, yeah, all the way. Little
widgets.
Yeah, the widgets. That's it.
Whatever they call them now.
Lags every time.
It lags just a little for me.
I don't know. It's just, I don't think that should be happening. Unless it's intentional.
It'll smooth out. This happened with the iPhone 6.
Well, 6 had way less memory. It had half of what the 7 has.
Yeah, and when they introduced widgets, it was like unbearably slow. You'd sit there and they would just be like skeletons of widgets, and then they would slowly start to populate the contents.
Yeah.
And eventually it got smoother so that like you could at least view them, and anything that was still cached would show up, but it wouldn't stutter, and you'd still have to wait for the whatever IO process that was slowing it down to write into RAM and render the contents. And speaking of widgets, I just checked Coinbase and Litecoin is at 57.
So it's up a few bucks.
It was at 60 earlier.
Bitcoin's at an all-time high. It's going to hit 6,000, it looks like.
Up, up, and away.
5,7, 5,736.
That was so stupid. I sold everything for all my Bitcoin at 700. I thought once it got near 1,000, history would repeat itself. And I just went past 2,000. Now it's almost 6,000.
Oh, well.
Yeah, well, it wasn't much money.
Anyway. I bought Litecoin when it was at like 95. And it hasn't broken like 55.
Oh, man.
I basically lost half my money instantly.
Yeah, it was that afternoon. Like, you bought it, and then it immediately took a turn south.
Yeah, it happened to Richard, too, except he bought, like, more than I did, so. Yeah,
and it instantly shit the bed. I just invested in Hymax, just on an off chance that they would be providing some component for the iPhone, like the Face ID stuff. And it immediately shit the bed. It was just, I bought it, and within 20 minutes, I lost 15%. I was literally the last purchaser. Everyone was like, good, he bought it. Sell. It's fine. It'll average out over time. Because they'll probably get acquired. Like, when Apple started going into, what was it? The iPhone 6? Who introduced the iPhone 6? That was the grandma, right? Tom Collins?
Tim Cook? Tim Cook, yes. Jobs has been dead since the 4S.
Okay. So that scene where he's introducing the iPhone and then he like glances at the camera and he says, we're using NXP for the NFC. I immediately pulled up my browser, looked up their symbol, did some brief research. Oh, they invented NFC. Invest. And then I bought some other secure hardware security companies like Atmel and stuff, and they got acquired. NXP got acquired. So I want to do the same kind of diversified play with the assumption that one of those companies will get bought out. I'm avoiding all the Chinese ones. Although, I don't know if Lumentum, they might be French.
Lumentum?
Yeah, Lumentum and Finisar are the companies that would make components for that Face ID. Like, the laser or the infrared emitter, the dot emitter, and the infrared camera, and then the little chips that process that stuff.
Okay.
The rumor is that Apple will be probably ditching Touch ID across all their phones, probably all their devices, the iPads and everything, and they'll have probably Face ID so that you can authenticate over a distance on everything. So
lovely.
That technology is going to explode, plus all the other cell phone companies out there are going to want to buy the same components. Plus, those companies pay dividends, so they get to reinvest. And even if I bought Litecoin at 95, yeah, it's probably going to go beyond that. So you'll be laughing all the way to the bank.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, maybe. That's what you have to average in. You got to buy it while it's really, really shitty. Like when it was 38, perfect time to buy, because you could have bought more for less and lowered your average even faster. So you could have potentially been making money today as it was bouncing around 50 to 60. So Hymax, Finisar, those companies, I don't know about Finisar, Hymax definitely, they'll pay me every quarter and I can reinvest it and it will buy more shares. So even though I didn't fully realize my loss, so I didn't sell, in other words. So I will have more shares of their company, bringing my average buy price down. But, you know, what would that be? At most, their dividend's probably like 3% over time. It'll pay off.
What else we got? Oh yeah, I know you don't care really about PS4, but the new Gran Turismo is coming out next week, I think the 17th, and I played the demo for it, and it looks really good. Like, the attention to detail compared to like other racing games, like this is just a
channel, Nate, link to YouTube.com.
Like a portion of a map you pit, like you go for a pit stop, change tires and stuff like
that. I'm gonna turn this down. Nobody wants to listen to that. The video you linked me is like a NASCAR.
It's a NASCAR track, yeah.
And the lights are flickering left and right. But if I can ignore that, yes, it looks very good.
Which lights?
All the lighting effects in the car and the shadows. Oh, you know what? Now I'm looking at the guy pulling out of the pit stop and I can see how it's because it's hitting each light, but I don't know. At the beginning of the video, it looked like it was just turning the light off on the left and the light off on the right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I think it's the overhead lights because it's the angles and the spacing between them.
Is this better than Project Cars?
I think it looks better. The new Project Cars looks really good, but this one, I think the whatever their proprietary engine is they use to render the cars looks more realistic to me. But I played the demo and it looks and plays extremely well. The whole presentation is very well done, like the menus and stuff. They're trying to make this game everything you do in the game is online. Even if you're just playing by yourself, you have to like connect through some server, but it does it all automatically. It's all on Rails. You don't have to log in. There's no accounts or anything like that. It just ties the game to your specific PS4 console, which you have tied into which you already tied the console into your Sony account when you registered it. So they're trying to make this into basically an eSport online racing game. So it's interesting how that's going to go forward. I just play with a controller. I don't have like a $300 or $400 Logitech steering wheel setup. But I still like I've always liked the Gran Turismo games because they're always presented. The presentation is, well, it just, there's something about it that sets it apart from other games. The company that makes it, they only make this game. Polyphony Digital. There's some Japanese, extremely obscure Japanese company that they have incredibly long development cycles. And they're notorious for delaying things constantly.
Sounds like Valve.
These guys only make this game. The Gran Turismo games.
Kind of sounds so like the
final,
Valve.
Yeah, the final product is usually very good.